At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Rick Effett for the Vegan Report. Today we're exploring the question, what if a simple intervention like defaults, a vegan filter, and a story of an individual cow can help save the animals? Connect with me. My email and social links are in the episode notes. You can find new episodes every Wednesday on this podcast. Please share this episode with your community. I'm a research manager at the China Vegan Society. I'm also doing a PhD in social psychology, in which I study sustainable defaults. And today we will explore a hot topic in social psychology, the power of defaults, and how sustainable defaults can be a powerful tool for driving change in institutions. Defaults have an outsized impact on behavior, more so than information campaigns, reminders, or incentives. Sustainable defaults allow us to transform institutions in a way that preserves choice rather than limiting it. This approach has been proven effective, and we will discuss some real-world examples of how sustainable defaults have driven positive change. The key is leveraging the power of defaults to make the sustainable choice the easy choice. By making sustainable options the default, we can shift norms and drive meaningful progress without restricting individual freedom. So, why sustainable food matters? First, the environmental impact. Campus dining halls serve millions of meals annually. Shifting to sustainable defaults can dramatically reduce carbon emissions, water usage, and land degradation. Secondly, health benefits. Diets based on vegetables reduce risk for chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers, promoting healthier student communities. Third, social justice. Making sustainable meals the default increases accessibility and inclusivity for students with diverse dietary, religious, and ethical preferences. The problem is that many people don't want us to decide for them what to eat. The solution? To keep all the options, but to encourage them to eat sustainable food with the default effect, the pre-selected option that you get if you don't choose otherwise. Defaults are powerful because it's not only that we are too lazy to choose the non-default option, but we also trust that if an option is the default, it must be so because it's the better one. Feeling like this is what is expected of us. When we don't have to take any option away, you get effective results without removing any option. Changing defaults can shape decisions at a large scale while still keeping freedom of choice. This might be why defaults have been shown to yield 2 to 4 times higher acceptance compared to other psychological approaches. Behavioral science shows that default options profoundly influence our decisions. When sustainable meals are presented as the standard choice, students naturally gravitate toward them without feeling restricted. Studies from universities that have implemented sustainable default options show consumption increases by 40% to 80% compared to traditional opt-in approaches. This isn't about taking away choice. It's about making the sustainable choice the easy choice. Opting out of the default is much easier for people than actively choosing the desired behavior. This opt-out approach leads to a substantial 53 to 87% increase in sustainable meat selections, as demonstrated by Greener by Default. Defaults leverage our tendency towards inertia and the status quo. People are more likely to stick with the default, making it a highly effective tool for promoting sustainable behaviors. And defaults are a huge success. On average, there is a 60% increase in sustainable meal selection when implementing a sustainable default. For example, hospitals in New York saw an impact of over 800,000 additional sustainable meals served annually after making the switch. Sustainable selection rates jumped to 81.5% on default days, compared to just 30.8% on control days. This has a significant carbon reduction impact, with the potential to save 350,000 kilograms of CO2 annually for large institutions. For example, and one among many successful implementations of the default effect, according to Hansen, Schilling and Malthusen, these are the results from three different experiments, A, B, and C, conducted at various conferences with two groups in each experiment. Group 1 received a registration form with a non-sustainable lunch as the default option, but with the ability to choose a sustainable option. Group 2 received a registration form with a sustainable lunch as the default option, but with the ability to choose a non-sustainable option. The main results. In experiment A, sustainable choice increased from 2% to 87%, an increase of 85%. In experiment 2, sustainable choice increased from 6% to 86%, an increase of 80%. And in experiment 3, sustainable choice increased from 12.5% to 89%, an increase of 76.5%. By the way, when the participants were informed eventually that they had been part of an experiment, they didn't mind. They were asked whether they approved of the nudge or not, and 90% of the people who were exposed to the nudge actually approved it. Or, for example, Toulon and Lay universities achieved an impressive 81.5% sustainable meals on sustainable default days, showing strong institutional commitment. Surveys indicated high satisfaction and minimal resistance from students and professors, demonstrating broad acceptance of the program. The financial impact was cost neutral or even generated savings for the institutions, making it a sustainable model. These examples showcase how universities can effectively transition to more sustainable dining options, benefiting students, the environment, and the bottom line. Another study led by Zhang, 2014, examined 6 different university events across 4 academic institutions. At these events, attendees pre-selected their meals on one of 2 randomly assigned RSVP forms. One form had a meat-based default option, the other one had a sustainable default. The result showed a 43% increase in sustainable choices when the sustainable option was the default. This led to a significant environmental impact, with over 100,000 kilograms of CO2 reduced from just these 6 small events. Another study by Jean and Sparkman from 2024 looks at how 3 different university cafeterias changed their offerings over 3 months. In one condition, the sustainable dish and the meat-based dish were displayed behind the glass, and in the other condition, only the sustainable dish was displayed behind the glass, and you could have gotten Meat only if you specifically ask for it. This led to a 58.3% increase in sustainable choices and 57.2% decrease in meat-based choices. The data also shows that students were very receptive to the expanded sustainable offerings and preferred them over meat-based options. And there are different types of sustainable defaults that organizations can implement. Here I can mention four of them. The first one is menu default. We set sustainable options as the standard, with animal products available only by request. The second one is bulk serving. We provide a sustainable buffet with an option for animal protein sides. The third one is event or catering. We default to sustainable event registration forms with alternatives available only by special selection. And the last one is cafeteria design. We prioritize sustainable options visually and by organizing the space. The key is to shift the default so that sustainable food is the standard and non-sustainable food is the exception that requires extra effort. This helps normalize sustainable eating and makes it the easy, convenient choice for most people. There are three concrete examples of how we can implement sustainable options in different settings, including a hospital, a university, and a school. For hospitals, the standard meal trays should be sustainable, but patients can request meat options through a simple form. For university events, the RSVP form defaults to sustainable meals and attendees must actively opt out to request a non-sustainable option. In school lunch programs, the daily lunch is sustainable by default and parents must submit a special form to request a non-sustainable option for their children. And to summarize the benefits to the cafeterias, sustainable food is not only better for the planet, it's also better for the budgets, health outcomes, and overall satisfaction. As for the second intervention we were working on, let me ask you a question. Can we encourage people who are not vegetarian nor vegan to take an action for the animals? And the answer is yes, we can, using the identifiable victim effect. Originally, the identifiable victim effect was seen when a girl named Jessica fell into a well. It's horrible, but she received more media coverage than Rwanda and Darfur together. People felt for her because she was an identified victim with a name and a face. A study by Markovich, 2013, found the identifiable victim effect for animals, but only for non-environmentalists. This led us to think that non-vegetarians would help a single identifiable animal victim more than a group of unidentified victims. We conducted three experiments to test that. In experiment one, we gave participants a true story in which the cow Lucky with a picture or several anonymous cows without a picture managed to escape from a live market. The participants reported their willingness to sign and share a petition to bring Lucky or the several cows to farm sanctuary. And we have found that people were more willing to sign and share the petition for the cow when he was identified. But would people sign an actual petition? Let's find out. In experiment two, we showed the same story, only this time with an actual petition. We found that a cow with a name and a picture got more people to sign and support an actual petition. But we didn't separate identifiability, the effect of a victim having a name and a face, from singularity, the effect of a single victim yet. To do this, we ran experiment 3, in which we had each person in one of four groups, single identified, single unidentified, plural identified, and plural unidentified victims. We found that a single identified victim raised more donations than the three other groups. Ambivalence towards meat, which was the inner conflict, explained it. And finally, the vegan filter project. Look, we know that a big problem is that vegan shopping is inconvenient. According to Phonalytics 2016 and again in 2024, vegetarian and vegan dropout rate is as high as 84%. Convenience seems like the number one reason flexitarians don't go vegan. So, what could possibly be the solution? The solution is to turn the whole online supermarket vegan with just a click of a button. The project we are trying to promote is a simple button that will filter all the vegan products in the supermarket, instantly showing only the vegan items. It will include all the plant-based products in the store. These are products that online websites sometimes, for some reasons, don't include. For example, if it's obvious that they are vegan. However, we still want to buy them. Our goal is to reduce friction, especially for new vegans. New vegans go vegan and find out that they have to go through the ingredient list, and then they still don't find enough products. This might be part of the reason why, again, according to Phonalytics, 5 out of 6 new vegetarians or vegans quit. We want to change that. This is an example for what we call nudges at the point of sale. And we think we should use them more often, right when the decision is made. According to a study by Qatar and Zhao, with over 3,000 total views, sustainable filters increase vegan product sales by 25% to 37%. And we want to focus on China. Actually, there are more humans and farmed animals living inside the area surrounding India and China than in the rest of the world combined. It means that according to Asia for Animals, the AFA, that it is 75% of the farmed animals, 90% of the fish, and 5 billion people, who are 60% of the world's population. And China receives only 8% of the pro-animal funding. Also, a project in China is expected to be cost-efficient. We expect that confirming that the products are vegan in the vegan filter will cost 3 times less than in the US. China is also very supportive with its 14-5-year plan stating that alternative proteins are a national priority. So we want to include an AI-based vegan filter button inside the supermarket app, and we will double check the ingredients with actual consumers. We also want to conduct surveys to track impact. So just to summarize it all, here are 3 key points. Plant-based defaults have been found to be the most effective institutional approach for dietary change. Implementing plant-based defaults offer many benefits, enabling us to save costs, reduce emissions, and increase inclusivity for all diners. Plant-based defaults seem like the most effective leverage point for us to drive large-scale plant-based adoption. As for the identifiable victim effect, the effect of a single individual with a name and a picture, the take-home message is give Lucky a name and a face. Finally, we encourage you to advocate for a vegan filter button to reduce one of the biggest barriers for new vegans, which is convenience. So what can we do starting from today? Talk to someone in leadership or food services about the idea of a vegan default, the identifiable victim, or the vegan filter. Or if you are in leadership, collaborate with businesses and restaurants. Share what you have learned today with others. Write a message, have a meeting, post on social media. Start a small pilot, such as one event, one meeting, or one meal with a vegan default option. Tell the story of a single animal with a picture and a name. Pitch the idea of removing barriers online and generally share your success to inspire others to take similar actions. The change we want is already happening, and we have the privilege to take a part. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your interest and support.